a stupid play, you know. I feel bad. I'm not supposed to react that way, but it's in the middle of the game. I got hit. I saw him, but I didn't even see, like. I thought it was just gonna be like a take foul, you know. So and he kind of bumped me, and I was like, that was a little bit like him. I think it was a dirty play, and then I just needed to protect myself. I felt it bad. I'm not supposed to react that way. First of all, to not get thrown out of the game, I cannot help my team win the game, which is the most important thing. But you know, it happens. I feel bad. I'm not supposed to react that way, but you know, either way, I need to protect somehow myself. You know, probably if I didn't react that way, it wouldn't be even a flagrant foul or whatever. So it was just in a moment of whatever adrenaline, you know, running up and down. You're just, it's reaction.
You just don't mess with him. I love that version right there, by the way. If you recognize that, of course, a little remix version of the Sopranos intro there. You know, a lot of comparisons there going into Joker and his brothers and all that. I think it adds to it, man. It adds to the legend of the MVP, all of this stuff about the Joker. Let's bust into this for a minute. I'm getting text here. Pillow Fight Dan says, if Joker only gets one or two games, will there be a punishment for Tanner thinking he'll get five? He's not getting five. I've seen dudes throw punches get less than five. Not getting five. Eastside Chris, wait till Joker's mama gets involved after raising them boys. I darn sure would not want to mess with her. Put them all up on the roof and see who lasts. I don't know about the mom, but I know that I don't think anybody in the NBA is taking down even one-on-one with one of Joker's brothers. So stop it. Stop with that. Markieff Morris tweets out on his Twitter account. I go, of course, I guess he would. That's the only way he could do it. He puts it out there that he says, I'm built different. It's what he says. It's another one of my overused phrases. GOAT, we use GOAT way too much. He writes out, I'm built different, and basically says, you know, Joker gets me, you know, okay, he's down, but I'm built different. Then why the hell did you need a stretcher to get off the floor? You didn't end up needing it. I'm sorry. I try not to be that guy. But initially when I saw it, Angel, I looked at the play and I said, you're kidding me. He's gonna act like he broke his neck. I was watching Monday Night Football game. I watched the Nuggets game on record and went back and forth. When you're watching on record, it pauses for you and automatically. And then you go over and watch live. Technology is a beautiful thing. So I'm like, I'm seeing a stretcher coming out. I'm like, is that for one of the Steelers or Bears? Oh, no, it's for a guy that got pushed in the back. They're bringing a stretcher out? Oh okay. I thought I was watching football for a second. My bad. You're not fooling anybody. You picked up your neck. You looked to see Joker and the rest of the Nuggets walking back to the bench. And then you put your neck back, your head back down on the floor, and then they brought the stretcher out. Get out of here with that garbage. You should be fined for that. Faking injuries? Okay, initial response. Let me give you my initial response here. Bad foul by Morris. Not a basketball foul. That was not a shooting foul. It wasn't a hard shooting foul, right? Because Joker was not even at half court yet. He ran into the side of him, into the ribs, his knee, hits Joker's knee. The knee almost bends inward. And I'm just seeing exactly how I saw it. That's a terrible foul. Joker has been, it was brutal all night. They weren't calling anything on the guy against anybody down low against him. He snapped. He lunged. He shoved. Morris goes to the ground. Bad shove. Looked bad. Initial thought, I can't defend that. Here's the play.
Nuggets scrambling on defense. Adebayo, no, Jokic was there. Nuggets have 5-on-4. And Jokic, oh no! No! Keep the players on the bench. Not sure what set Jokic off. Oh, so Morris banging Jokic first. They'll take a look at this. extenuating circumstances, perhaps, with Jokic returning the favor.
Do I agree with the retaliation? Should it? No, because if you want to win a basketball game, you can't retaliate. Do I necessarily fault the Joker for it? Listen, Morris, the Morris brothers have a bad reputation in the NBA. They got at it with Millsap, as Chris Dempsey talked to us about in the bubble over a year ago. This is a group of guys that they don't play the right way, and so it made the Joker frustrated. That was a bad foul. He ran at him, and then... So, no, listen, I'm going to say this right now. I don't have a problem with it. Should he be fined? Should he be suspended? I honestly thought he would miss a game or two. I'm leaning more towards they're going to fine him because they're going to look at what Morris did first, and they're going to say, I mean, that is a side foul. He went at him in the ribs. Not a shooting foul. Not a take foul. That was not a take foul. And for Spoelstra to say that was a dirty play by Joker and then to say that that was a take foul by Morris, do what Malone said. Malone called it out perfectly. Malone said, hey, listen, it's not right, but that was not a take foul. That was a dirty foul on Morris's part. Joker shouldn't have retaliated that way. And then, listen, more or less, if I'm looking at the X's and O's of the game, no, Joker shouldn't have retaliated that way because that's a flagrant. But I also look at this, Angel. And I like what Dempsey said. Sent a message. You sent a message last night. You're not going to foul me like that. You're not going to run into me and knock into my ribs and go at my knee with potential for me to get really jacked. I mean, he's already had a knee injury this year. A knee, he was hurt. He missed a half of a game. But it could happen.
I'll say from, like, experience, if you've ever done or just played an intense, like, pickup game of basketball and you get shoved, your brain is just instantly, just shoved me? Where are you at? I got to hit you.
Right, and imagine that happening all night long, every game since he's been, you know, even once he became, like, more of a star, the officials don't call it. I mean, I'm not just being a homer on this. I watch every freaking Denver Nuggets game that is available on television. And I have seen it over and over again. And I get irritated. I get frustrated. And so I can see why in his brain he loses it sometimes. Not well, saying it's right.
Being on your home floor, you're defending your own territory. So you can't just get pushed around
no,
like that.
No, and now he sent a message.
Court.
Yeah, you sent a message. You can't push me around. Dixon says it's not right what Morris did, but Joker didn't have to do what he did. Sending a message is fine. Comes with consequences. Sure, if he's suspended for a game, I'm not going to argue. If he's suspended for two games, I'm not going to argue. If we go to three, I'm going to argue. I'm going to say no. And what the hell's this, dude? Do you see this? Miami Heat players wanted to have some words with Joker. The Score tweeted this out. You got the entire roster, or at least five guys that I can see, waiting for the Joker at the locker room. I'm sorry. But if you're going to suspend and fine, you should be fining those guys. That's a threat.
Oh, well, they just have Jokic's brother outside the locker room, just being bouncers.
Well, they have the picture on the Score of this, like, giant man that's opening the door, like, what do you want? What is it? And they're like, is Joker here? Go away. Like,
he's busy.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do, Kyle Lowry? He's in the front. Where's Joker?
As if the entire Nuggets team wouldn't go out to help him?
No. I mean, did they just want to talk? Go for it. Talk. Your boy that you're sticking up for, Morris, is one of the dirtiest players in the league. So get out of here with that. You're standing outside the locker room waiting for Joker? What the hell are you going to do, Jimmy Butler, that you wouldn't do to his face, but you waited until the refs and everybody separated you and you said, meet me out back? Yeah, like the Joker's going to stand up and go outside and meet you out back. He's the league MVP. I get it. You're sticking up for your teammate. I can't hate that. But bad foul. Shannon Sharpe said it best. And I tend to like Sharpe a little bit. Hall of Famer for the Broncos. Cheap shot deserves another cheap shot. So that's where it ends. Cheap shot deserves another cheap shot. I don't think he's going to get a game. I think the max is one. Malone has been on the phone with the NBA, and they're trying to expedite the process so they can figure out what the hell it is they're going to do.
They got a game tomorrow night, right?
They got a game tomorrow night against the Pacers. So you got to figure it out quickly. We might have to see what life without Joker is for at least a game or two. I won't argue if he is suspended for a game or two. Seriously. Dixon says, it's hard to say be the bigger man, but if you choose not to, this is what can happen. All right, 16 minutes after the hour. We're going to give David Roddy a call. We're going to talk to him. Colorado State Rams going at it tonight against Oral Roberts. Looking forward to that one, man. We'll step aside. I got more Nuggets aftermath. Will Barton as well. We'll get to that at the bottom of the hour, but we'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Nuggets insight, then you want the Hull Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza.
22 minutes after the hour, we will be doing a little bit longer version of the David Roddy Show, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, throughout the course of the season. But it's an action-packed start to the season for Colorado State, no question about it. So we're going to be moving around the days and the times and stuff. But joining us now, of course, the man himself, David Roddy, as the Rams are just a few hours away from starting off what should be a historic season. We are looking forward to it, going against Oral Roberts tonight at 7:30 at Moby Arena. David, my friend, are you ready to rock and roll?
Super ready to rock and roll after hearing that intro.
Dude, it's perfect, man. I mean, it's an exciting time. So many people are jacked about this game, and not just throughout Northern Colorado. This is a statewide thing. Basketball is alive and ready, and Colorado State's leading the charge. That's so exciting, my man.
Yeah, it's super exciting. I mean, you know, the buzz around campus and everything has been amazing through, you know, the football season and volleyball as well, so. You know, I plan on having, you know, hope to have everybody there in Moby tonight for the girls and guys game.
I imagine it's going to be packed, like I said, but for both basketball teams, it's going to be rocking and rolling. And really, again, Moby has an amazing tradition anyway, but you've seen it personally, David, over the last couple of years, just continue to grow. And I know that's a goal of yours, to make that one of the more difficult places to play in the Mountain West and maybe all the country.
Yeah, that's what we signed up for, you know, when we came out of high school and decided to come to Colorado State. So, you know, the journey is ahead of us, the challenge is ahead of us, and you know, we just have to, you know, just, you know, keep on doing what we're doing and have fun doing it.
Going up against this Oral Roberts team. Now, they have one of their studs entered the transfer portal, but they still have a mid-court max, as they call him. That guy, he was a legend last year. Oral Roberts goes all the way to the Sweet 16. They rimmed out on a final shot that might have sent, or that would have sent them to the Elite Eight. This is a team that also has some pretty big goals in mind, too.
Yeah, they're a really, really good team. They're a really challenging team to guard. You know, everybody can score the ball. Everybody can shoot the three as well. So, you know, I have a lot of respect from, you know, researching them and studying them over the past few days. So, you know, it's definitely going to be a tough game.
Well, talk to us about what you're seeing, again, without giving too much away, in case any of those, we know, you know, they're right around the corner, so we don't want them listening, man. But give us some what stands out about this Golden Eagles team that you guys have really been honing in on the last couple of days.
Yeah, I mean, you know, just definitely, you know, focusing on their main players. You know, Max led the country in scoring last year, and you know, he can shoot it from the volleyball line. So, you know, he's a great talent. And a unique thing, again, just like us, they can shoot the three, you know, at every position, and they share the ball well. So, you know, they're a fast-paced team just like we are. So it's going to be a really fun game to watch and play.
Yeah, really, really interesting matchup too. Because, like you said, I mean, this team, they can shoot the ball, and when you have a player like Max, and again, midcourt Max for a reason. If he feels it, he's just going to pull it up. He's just going to launch it, like you said, from wherever almost. How do you guard that? Do you give him that shot, those deep shots, and just kind of say, hey, we don't want him to beat us by penetrating or taking a regular 3-point shot? What do you do in those deep three situations?
Yeah, we just guard him as best we can. You know, we know he's going to make some long shots, but you know, we just have to stick it through the game and you know, just keep playing our game and hopefully, you know, our scheme tonight works. But just playing him, and hopefully, you know, we'll hold out at the end. But you know, he's a star player, and you know, he's going to make a lot of shots. But you know, we just have to stay, you know, mentally tough and do the things that we do best.
Talking to David Roddy, it's kind of a brief David Roddy show as we're moving things around. You guys have a crazy schedule coming up throughout the course of the next few weeks, so we'll be moving around with you, man. But we're going to be talking to you each and every week about all things basketball. But man, what an honor to get you on before this Oral Roberts game. We have been looking at this game ever since the schedules came out, and we're thinking, wow, the Rams are going to open this thing up at home against a Sweet 16 team. I mean, that's got to be kind of special.
Yeah, it's a huge opportunity for us, as a program as well as a school. So, just to get that national attention and to bring a powerhouse into the Moby Arena and see, you know, where we are and test our team early, that's just a super, super important part of this season. You know, we expect a lot of us, and we, you know, challenged ourselves with this, you know, really tough schedule. So I'm just super excited to, you know, be in these games and compete to win.
David, what's it going to be like, man? Predictive for us as far as the fans. You had the taste of it with the exhibition game and the scrimmage and seeing some of that stuff throughout the last couple of weeks, but I'm guessing none of that's going to compare to what you're going to see tonight when it comes to Moby Madness.
Yeah, I mean, I expect pandemonium the entire time. It's going to be a crazy atmosphere, similar to, you know, when we played Colorado here my freshman year. That's really what I'm imagining in my head. So it's going to be an amazing atmosphere. You know, the fans have always been great, and they're continuing to grow the fan base as well. And the continued support has just been awesome. So I expect a very, very loud Moby Arena tonight.
How are you keeping yourself focused other than doing a radio show with us here in your spare time, but keeping this group? I mean, you guys are a tight-knit group, and we've documented that a while now, but knowing the big goals that are in front of you, the big expectations, and it starts with a really big one tonight, how are you kind of keeping the group down to earth, so to speak?
Yeah, so, I just had online class today, and, you know, one thing that really keeps me calm is just to, you know, just do everyday things. So I cleaned my room today, folded some, did some laundry as well. So, it's just a really basic day, you know, just to keep myself calm and, you know, thinking about the game, but not too, you know, pressing or my heart rate's not getting up yet. But going throughout the day, just, you know, being more mindful about, you know, what my assignments are tonight and just, you know, having a gratitude mindset as well, you know, because, I mean, I'm living out a dream right now. So, to be present in that is definitely a huge thing for me.
It's a really special dynamic, David, and we've talked to you about it. We've talked about it on the show, but this group, this core group, of course, Coach Medved, yourself, Isaiah Stevens, this group that has been building, steadily building over the last couple of seasons, it's leading to this really big one set up, and it's really special for fans. Like you said, it's a really unique situation when you look at how you guys have grown this thing from the ground up, and now the support is through the roof. And like I said, I'm seeing Denver outlets, I'm seeing statewide outlets that are like, wow, big one tonight for this Colorado State Rams team.
Yeah, it's been huge. Like I said earlier, you know, the support has definitely grown a ton, you know, throughout the state of Colorado as well as even the country. We're starting to get national recognition, as one of the top, you know, teams in the country, or potential to be. So, it's just, again, it's just kudos to the coaching staff and, you know, the rest of my teammates, you know, for building this culture. I'll always say, you know, it's what we signed up for. Everything's ahead of us right now. So we just have to, you know, just take it day by day and be really, really disciplined and consistent in our, you know, deliberate mindset of getting better every day.
Well, you guys are going to certainly be battle tested throughout the course of the schedule, of the non-conference schedule. Of course, this Mountain West Conference, we've talked about that. But tonight, looking at an absolutely huge one, 7:30 for David Roddy's crew for this Colorado State Rams team. David, we are just absolutely thrilled. We're looking forward to it. And, man, it's going to be so much fun to have you break it down, give us some specifics, and getting to know you more, letting our listeners get to know you more along the way. I think this is going to be a fascinating hour that we do each and every week.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited, and again, really, really honored to, you know, be a part of this team and part of this show. It's just, you know, really great to give fans a little insight into, you know, the Rams this year, as well as, you know, me as a person. So it's just an amazing opportunity, and I really appreciate it.
David, what do you do? Warming up, getting close to it. Like you said, you're calm right now, but you're getting closer. What are the pregame rituals look like? Are you busting out some Nirvana? Are you listening to the rock music, or you kind of try to stay quiet?
You know, it's you know, the Nirvana kicks in, you know, before the game, definitely. You know, it definitely shuffles from, you know, 90s throwbacks to R&B to rock to current hip-hop to so many things, so... you know, just to remind me of my old young age and, you know, see how joyful I was and stuff. So kind of escape to there and then lock in on the goal at hand. So it's a pretty interesting playlist. I'll definitely have to cultivate it into one single playlist, but, you know, it's a unique one.
You're going to have to, if I can be so lucky, you got to share, at least just text me the playlist, one of your playlists. I just want to know, because I get to be the guy that says, hey, I knew the playlist win. I want to get that down because I got to know what you're going through leading up to a game, man.
Gotcha. I'll definitely have to. It'll take a while, but I got you.
All right, my friend David, it's an honor to get you on the show, man. We've loved watching you grow, watching this team grow, and couldn't be more excited to get set for this big one tonight against Oral Roberts.
Thank you, Brady. I really appreciate it.
All right, we'll catch up soon, my friend, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
All right. That's David Roddy, presented by Crazy Carl's Pizza, the David Roddy Show. A short version today because, I don't know, apparently he has the opening game tonight against Oral Roberts, who was a split second, like an inch away from going and advancing to the Elite Eight. Now, they lost their one of their big-time players. And Kevin O'Banner, he hit the transfer portal at the deadline, and he decided to go to Texas Tech. But when you're looking at great players, you can't look much further than Max A. Smith. I mean, he is an absolutely talented player, but he's one of those ridiculous players that you can guard him as great as you want, but he'll Damian Lillard it. He'll just pull it up from 5 inches away from the three-point line or the half-court line and throw it up. How do you guard that? Do you play up on that, knowing he has the speed and the quickness to be able to penetrate and get into the lane quickly? He's that fast of a player, so you kind of have to let him take those deep shots and just hope he misses them. But this is going to be a good one tonight. Colorado State and Oral Roberts, we are looking forward to it. 34 minutes after the hour, let's jump out real fast and get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Jeff Linder, head men's basketball coach of the University of Wyoming Cowboys, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Marcus Morris responded to this mysterious Jokic Brothers Twitter account. The Twitter account that started with Marcus Morris saying, hey, hit a guy when his back is turned, brought him down, noted. The Jokic Brothers started a Twitter account this morning, last night. You should leave this the way it is. Instead of publicly threatening our brother, your brother made a dirty play first. If you want to make a step further, be sure we will be waiting for you. Jokic Brothers. Morris responds, you got the right ones, believe that. I don't know what that means. Jokic Brothers responded, I don't believe. I know that. I don't even know what's going on anymore. What is happening? Are we doing this? Is this happening? Are the Morris brothers and the Jokic brothers going to fight? Is this happening? Why is this not a UFC thing? What's the spread in that? I don't even know how fighting works, Angel. What are the odds? Is that what you do? Odds? I mean, this thing is over instantly. 2 7-footers, both 300 pounds. One's a UFC fighter. Well, not UFC, but he's like a UFC type fighter, I guess. I don't know, dude. I know they beat people up. Somebody commented and said, dude, I think they both have like a violently drinking problem. I don't know anything about that stuff. I don't speak into the personal lives. I don't know about that. But let me ask you a serious question. As thoroughly entertained as I am, does the NBA need to step in here?
No.
Like, is this
I
all
think
just
the UN might?
Is that a real Twitter account? Like, it
at
was
Jokic Brothers?
I guess. Is
yeah.
It, it's real.
If not, someone's doing a great job.
And if it isn't real, I will still thank you for this because it has provided a lot of entertainment. I don't know, man. This whole thing is just weird. It's. I'm not saying I hate it. I'm thoroughly entertained by it. This is fantastic.
I'm looking at this picture of Jokic's brother from when he got
which
arrested
one?
With assault.
Oh. The bigger one? The older one or the second?
I think the older one.
Okay.
This dude looks so mean.
Oh.
And just,
dude.
Oh, no.
Would you pick one guy in the NBA you think could take him out? Is there anybody? Who? Joel Embiid? Nobody.
Maybe DeMarcus Cousins on a good day?
Maybe Cousins.
If he's getting like, if he's like frustrated, has a technical already, sure.
But heck, Cousins is a Malone guy, so we can get him on our side. I'm reading tweets that are like, most of all of Serbia is with the Jokic brothers. I'm like, are we going to start a war?
It's like Nikola's face is just so like kind.
It's so
and his brother is just so like, he got hit with a brick or something.
Oh, he just looks like he woke up and he's like, I'm hungover. The next person to look at me gets hit in the face 37 times. Is this going any further?
I think if Jokic gets another fight, yeah.
Okay, so
or if the next person tries to step up to Jokic, just be
like
careful.
they're ready to find it. Like the NBA might. Would the NBA ban them from coming to a game?
I would hope not. I mean obviously you don't want
like
them to
good.
Get
it's,
into it, but. The potential that
can't make him. It can't come to road games. Maybe.
No, but just knowing his brothers are in the stands somewhere, within the first five rows of the court, like
they're at Miami on November 29th.
That better be some prime time.
Why? Watch that be the game. They give Joker the rest. Surely Malone. He might.
Jokic might fight Malone just to play.
Like, oh, my goodness. This is a wow. Okay. What do you think? Is he getting a game? Is it worthy of a suspension? That's our power to play sports poll question, by the way. We haven't had any alone time here on the show. We've had a lot of great guests. Do you think Joker should be suspended? If so, how many games? 1 to 2? 2+? 5+? 10+?
No, I don't think he should be suspended because it was in retaliation to something that Morris did.
Mm-hmm.
If Jokic just did that out of
just
nowhere.
Just ran up to him and
yeah.
Like it was his foul. He just hard fouling him and that was the hard foul.
Yeah, and you know the refs gave both of them technicals.
Uh-huh.
So they should just both get fined and let's just leave it at that.
I think we should get fined. Do you think they're going to talk to each other? Because Jokic, after the Suns game, after he did the slap, you know, he went into the locker room and apologized. Is he going to talk to the Heat?
I would think so. I mean,
he's that
kind like
of
Jokic
guy.
Is a nice guy.
He is that kind of guy.
His brothers aren't in his ear saying, you know, get him in a room by themselves and we'll be there. Like,
yeah, maybe that's the whole plan.
This is just the whole story of the Nuggets now is Jokic's brothers.
I just get this like, you know, it's like a movie. Let's write a movie about this. 35% agree with you, Angel. They say no, Nikola Jokic should not be suspended. The second runner, though, 28%, say 2 to 5. 2 to 5 games. 21% say 1. 7% say 10+. What?
It's 10? Different if it was like a flagrant foul, but it was just a technical.
We need to look up music here, Angel. How many games did Carmelo Anthony get suspended for his weird thing? Yeah. He did. Remember that fight? That fight was crazy. Did he get 40? No. I think they said that was total. Well, okay. 2006. Can you believe that? How old were you at that time, Angel? How old were you?
I would have been 8 or 9.
Okay. Do you remember? Were you,
I
you probably weren't
I
a Nuggets guy. You were
back then.
Alabama world.
Yeah.
Elephants dancing around your head.
Yeah.
Okay. Carmelo got 15-game suspension because that he went and I don't even know if he connected. He punched at a guy went behind him, punched at a guy's back, and then backed up the full length of the court. And then that sprawled this fight in the stands and everything. I mean, it was a crazy fight. He got 15 games for that. That was a brawl. That wasn't even... that was different, though. That was a fight. That was a fight. And again, Melo got into the fight after the fact. That would have been like Butler going up behind Will Barton or a random player for the Nuggets and just slugging him in the back and then backing away. So that was a billion times worse. The fight, the incident that caused the fight was over. Melo continued to push the fight, swung at a guy. Are you looking at it? Yeah. The fight was over. The incident was over, but Melo kept it going and got 15 games. It's different. Pillow Fight Dan reminds me of the kicker from The Replacements in his book. He's up in the stands. It kind of does. Sometimes you could argue retaliation should be penalized more because you had time to make a decision. He didn't have any time to make a decision. That was fast. You saw it in Joker's face. He transformed. You just said it. Dempsey said it too. Like, if you're in the rec league, that pisses you off so much instantly that you don't have really time. It's a reactionary thing. So I actually disagree with you. NBA doesn't want to see things like what Joker did. I think he gets a game. And again, I wouldn't argue if it's a game. I wouldn't argue at that point.
So I just watched that clip.
What did you think?
Crazy, but can we bring those uniforms back? It's like the dark blue. It's got the powder blue
on the
side.
Yeah.
Like the Nuggets cursive almost.
Those were good.
I like those.
Those were good.
I just want some powder blue, man. I want those back.
You don't like all these weird things
doing? No, I do. I like the new jerseys. But the powder blue is like, that's like the color I thought of
you
when
like
I first
the powder
got to
blue,
the
huh?
Yeah.
I did
like
it
when
at
I first
time.
Saw the Nuggets, it was around Carmelo's last few years.
That was what I, like when they do the, hey, what jersey does this make you, what player does this make you think of? Yeah, that's Melo. That's the Melo era. I got to say this. I kind of, with those maroon ones that they wear, they look like the Star Wars dudes. Mm. I don't know. I'm not versed in the red ones, you know, the red
Wide
guys.
Reds.
Yeah, that kind of looks cool.
I wasn't a huge fan at first, but as they played on, they kind of got used to it.
This texter from the 719, Joker will get 1 to 2 games, in my opinion. The league won't let that go unnoticed, especially since his brothers got involved on Twitter. You can't suspend a guy because of Twitter. Because of their brothers on Twitter.
Yeah, they're not even affiliated with the league in any way.
Although the Browns released Odell Beckham Jr. because his dad was tweeting out stuff. Family's getting involved, man. That's it's weird. Ever since Tom Brady's wife, Giselle, told Wes, wasn't it Wes Welker? Hey, my husband can't throw and catch the ball, you loser. I added that last part. 48 minutes after the hour, Power to Play Sports poll question of the day, available at thewholeshow.com. Should Nikola Jokic be suspended? If so, how many games? Go vote at thewholeshow.com. We'll be right back.
Northern Colorado's voice and your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Starting things off on the court tonight, it's Paul George and the LA Clippers hosting Damian Lillard and the Portland Trail Blazers. The Clippers have won 4 straight coming into this matchup and are a 3-point home favorite. Tip-off is tonight at 8 on TNT. On the ice tonight, I'll be checking out the 6-3 Tampa Bay Lightning hosting the 9-1 Carolina Hurricanes. Both teams come into this matchup winning 4 of their last 5 games. Puck drop is tonight at 5 on ESPN+. Wrapping things up with some college basketball tonight as the Duke Blue Devils take on the Kentucky Wildcats in Madison Square Garden. The Blue Devils come into this matchup as 3-point favorites. Tip-off is tonight at 7:30 on ESPN.
Nice job, Angel. Some national games there to take a look at that we didn't talk about throughout the course of the show today, but circled for me tonight, 7:30. I think Stadium has this game too. The Stadium app. I believe that's free, Angel. Right? Am I getting duped somehow? Is that free? CSU, Oral Roberts. My wife figured out how to get it from my phone and Harry Potter it up onto the TV. So I text her. She said, "If you can get it on your phone again, We can do it again. So, yay, I'm going to watch that game tonight. I'll be stopping by on the Rocks Liquor, grab the game beer of the week, and away we go.
All right, sounds like you got your night planned out.
Yeah, I'll be in bed right after that game, unless we have another Jokic attack or something, and then I will be glued to Twitter all night. Will more come from the Nikola Jokic situation? Who knows? We'll dive into that tomorrow on a Wednesday show. That's going to do it for us. Great job for Angel, as always. Good night, Northern Colorado.